I was nervous about going on the youth retreat, so I made excuses to stay home. It was even free for me to go.
You really missed out. It was a lot of fun. All you had to do was say yes to go. My name is Zach, and you're tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids. Thanks for joining me. If you could go on an all-expenses-paid cruise for free, would you go? I bet you would. But there is one place you definitely do want to go, and you don't have to pay for it because it's already been taken care of for you. Jesus paid the penalty for your sin so that you could go to heaven with him one day. Romans 6:23 says, "The wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord." Now let's listen to our story. It's called Dumb Excuses. "So, are you coming with me to our church youth retreat next weekend?" Molly asked her friend Addison one day. "No, my parents are going to the college football game," replied Addison. "I think I'll go with them." Molly frowned. "But everyone's going on the youth retreat. It'll be so much fun. Why don't you come?" "I don't have the right clothes for it," said Addison. "Oh, you do too," said Molly. "All you need is jeans and a t-shirt." Addison shrugged. "It costs too much." "You know that's not true. Like I told you, some of the families in the church offered to sponsor the whole group, so it won't cost you a thing." But in spite of Molly's best efforts to persuade her friend to go to the retreat, Addison stubbornly refused. After Bible club the next week, Addison was quiet as she and Molly waited for their parents to pick them up. "I don't get it," said Addison suddenly. "It seems like every time I go to Bible club, Miss Ellis tells us we need Jesus to save us from sin. I don't think I've done anything all that bad." "But the Bible says sin separates us from God, so all the wrong things you've done have to be forgiven," said Molly, "even if they don't seem that big to you." "Maybe so," said Addison with a shrug. "But Miss Ellis said that Jesus paid the price for everyone to be forgiven and go to heaven. So the price is paid, right? I don't need to worry about it." Molly hesitated. "Remember the retreat last weekend?" she asked. Addison sighed. "Yeah, I didn't go, but it sounds like you guys had a lot of fun. Now I wish I'd gone, but I was worried there'd be a lot of people I didn't know, so I made up a bunch of dumb excuses." "Well, you could have gone," said Molly. "The price was paid for you to go, but you refused to accept the offer." It's like that with being saved, too. Jesus paid the price for your sins to be forgiven so you could spend eternity with him. But unless you accept the gift he offers, you don't get to go. Addison was quiet. "I guess I need to accept the offer then," she finally said. How about you? Have you accepted God's offer to save you from sin so you can live with him forever? Or do you say things like, "I'll think about it," or "I want to do some fun things first"? Jesus paid the price for you to have your sins forgiven, but you must accept the free gift of eternal life he offers. Stop making excuses. Accept God's offer today. To learn more about what it means to accept God's offer of salvation, get your parents' permission first, and then go to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse is Isaiah 1:18.
"Come now, let's settle this," says the Lord. "Though your sins are like scarlet, I will make them white as snow."
And our key thought for today, accept God's offer of salvation. Read and listen to the Keys for Kids stories every day on the Keys for Kids app. You'll also find music made just for you on Keys for Kids Radio and discover more stories like Down Gilead Lane and Red Rock Mysteries. Search your app store for Keys for Kids. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.